Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's the Local Pete Show. It's a Thursday. That means batteries. That means boys. And the boys in question are me and Luke Moore. Can we call ourselves boys at the ripe old age of 40?
Yeah, I think we are. I mean, age is just a number when you're as immature as we are. Oh, by the way, Pete, we talked a lot, didn't we, on Monday about people celebrating the fourth anniversary of the show and how grateful we are. I should also give a big shout out right at the very top of this show, and I make no apology for doing so. Top billing for our listener, Soph, who is at Reptilian Soph on
Twitter. Is that the T-shirts?
Who made 4 T-shirt designs for us. One of them says podcasters that I have access to. One is Bring Your Own Batteries with a stack on it. Fantastic stuff. Thank you very much, Soph. We really appreciate it. Pete, you replied saying these are amazing. I've noticed a lot of other people saying, I need this to be real. These are great. I didn't reply. You shouldn't read anything into that, Soph. I just didn't see it until it was brought to my attention. But I want to give you all the credit in the world because that's absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much.
Luke's on GB News Fail on Twitter all the time. That's all he's doing.
I thought you were going to say I'm on GB News. I wasn't even given the offer. I wasn't even made an offer.
It would be very, I would say it would be very, and it has been very easy. Do you see that prankster on Zoom? He was making a very,
I think he was.
Yeah, so prankster on Zoom went on and was talking to, I think, Wooten, who is a dick. He's a dick's dick.
Yeah, he's like an unspeakable human being.
Every time I think about it, he's a dick, isn't he? I remember walking past Absolute Radio, like sort of coming out of work, and he goes, and he just walked past and he just went, cheer up, mate.
Did he?
It's like just the pricks thing to shout at someone.
I like him now. If he said that specifically to you.
Friends.
I only ever saw him through the glass, I think, at Talk Radio. The other fella as well, I used to see through the glass quite a lot. He was quite weird in and around the office.
Right.
What's his name? Mark someone.
Who? He's in GB News. I don't actually know.
No, he was on Talk Radio. He's like he was like a shit Louis Theroux for a while.
Right.
Tall, thin guy, glasses, curly hair.
Not a clue.
Can't remember his surname. Right. Also a bellend. Carry on.
I think people who are Talk Radio who are bellend. Yeah. He was on there and he was on a Zoom and Zoom link and he was basically asking a question to Farage or whoever the hell was on at that point. But in the mirror in the background, he clearly had his bum out. And that's all it takes, Luke.
That's what happened on Alan Partridge's This Time as well.
Did it?
So he must have done that on purpose.
What? There was a man's bum?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I hope he's done that as a homage to that. That'd be amazing.
But it is... have we spoken about GB News before?
Explain to people who maybe wouldn't know, in your own words, Pete, and it's really important that you do it, I think,
right,
what GB News is.
It's like Fox News. If you had to... The money you had to spend on production was what a fox would own. the income of an actual fox.
Fox News, but everything's been bought with vouchers in the back of a paper.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Everything
got bought on Wish.
Done in an airport lounge.
Yeah. Because one thing you would say about Fox News is they're pros.
They've got the money to. I mean, they tried the little kind. You know, they're not trying to be a new station per se because that would require investment and journalists.
New standards,
but this is a new standards. Journalist standards. This is very much mouthpieces. People who want to do editorials, and they're basically discussing stuff that we left behind 3 months ago. Miners debates in Wales that didn't really sort of go anywhere.
Well, my experience is not massively different to that, but somewhat different because I'll be honest with you, because we have a vested interest, but a passing interest in the media because we what we do here. I've seen a lot of heat around it, the channel's launch.
Right.
I know it's on channel 515 on Sky. So occasionally I've got 5 minutes while I'm eating my breakfast or whatever, I'll flick it on.
Yeah.
And chiefly because, and this is a slight tangent for which I apologise, I used to quite like, in the morning, Sky Sports News do a quite a good roundup. And if you're coming in to do the ramble, it's quite handy.
Just right.
Because what I want to know is I don't just want to know what I'm going to talk about. I want to know what is the news actually saying.
Yeah.
And if you can get a paper around that, that's amazing. Hmm. Then Sky Sports News changed it and they have some fucking, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's got just people I've never heard of, don't know what they're talking about, just talking on Zoom about football, which is really unhelpful. Anyway, so bit of 515 GB news. I've probably flicked it on 4 times in the morning since it launched. And no word of a lie, every single time I've flicked it on, they've been talking about Meghan Markle.
Every time. Yeah, it is. But they presumably know their audience. They've probably done their market research. But it's very much lukewarm takes. Well, not really lukewarm.
It's dad's app on TV.
It's dad's WhatsApp, basically. Yeah, it's confusing. It's very satisfying for the people on the left hand side, or just the middle, or just normal human people. That someone would spend a lot of money on being that shit, and they spent something like 24, 25 million a year on the whole production, and it seems like 24.5 has been on spending on the presenters.
Andrew Neil.
Yeah, Andrew Neil.
Andrew Neil, yeah.
Not Andrew O'Neill, the singer.
That's Alexander O'Neill.
Alexander O'Neill.
You ever do is criticise.
He played the Wesley nightclub once, I believe.
He was always around Capital Radio when we were there.
Really? Just hanging out.
A few of the memories I've got from working at Capital Radio where you and I first met. One is just going out every Thursday night. Two is me just making loads of teas for everyone, which I know you're going to say you think I'd be better at it by now. And three, Alexander O'Neill performing on the roof. In my mind, every week.
Doing little PAs.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why, he just loved it there.
Well, yeah. I mean, what would his brand be? Gold at that point?
Yeah, it was gold,
wouldn't it?
Capital Gold, yeah.
Bit of a... With David the Kid Jensen.
He was great, by the way.
He was great. Big Palace fan.
Lovely, lovely man. Make a mental note, check that nothing's
It's sad, isn't it? Yeah, obviously not, but it's just to. Like, there you go.
You have to. What were we talking about? Oh, GB News. So
either way, that's a little bit sort of, is it slanderous to sort of go, well, we'll just have to check because of his age?
Well, we're being recorded, so that's not slander.
Oh dear, yeah. Never mind.
Peter, it's libel. We are going to talk about GB News a bit more because I want to say to you that they also promised a diversity of voices, didn't they?
Yes.
And is it been what you would describe as a diversity of voices?
No. I'm going to say no.
It reminds me, speaking of diversity and the diversity of voices, it reminds me of that old story, I can't remember who told it, who took the piss out of a really right-wing crowd in America.
Yeah.
I came on stage and said, it's great to see both the main audiences represented here, country and western.
Nice, I like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it is an absolute shit show, and it's.
But will it get better? Will it get better? Probably.
I don't know, but like they're on the attack because people are criticizing them for just having bad microphones, bad titling, just looking a little bit budget. But they've gone for this kind of very subdued lighting kind of setup, which means you can't really see what's going on. And because of the lack of diversity in their lineup, it's not really a problem. But when Andrew Neil's interviewing, is it Rishi Sunak?
I think
like their camera, their ISO levels on the cameras, you couldn't see him, and you could barely see. I think so. It's actually like their lack of diversity is one of their strengths. You can actually see who the fuck is on the television.
I can't believe, this is a bit of a nerdy point, but I can't believe how badly the rooms are mic'd up.
Mic'd up very echoey, but the darkness—it's just too dark there. They can't work with people who have got the whitest, brightest skin. It's the worst.
I've been in like to podcast records for new shows for pilots and stuff where I've gone. Let you walk into a room, and I'll be with Tom or someone, and you'd be like, and we'd both be like, you can't do it in here. You can't do it in here. It's going to sound terrible. Why have they chosen that fucking room? It's so big and so glassy.
I don't know. I just think people get excited about the whole project. It's got to look good and everything has to look good. But it's like, well, the sound's terrible. And you know, there's just so many intimate and faults where you've got like a person in... There's a thing that keeps happening where they'll have someone in Huddersfield and the titling will be the title that they used for the last guest. So it'll say Newcastle over the top of it. And there's like loads of shots of this woman in the same plaza in Huddersfield. And it'll say Newcastle, Glasgow, Edinburgh. It's really, really weird. But it's just very, very wonky. I don't think they've really put their hand in the pocket for the best lighting people, camera people, microphone people, sound technicians. Yes, exactly. They've spent all of their money on the talent. Let's use that big inverted commas on that one.
And Britain is really a magnet for twats, isn't it? I think Dan Wootton is the only person from New Zealand I've ever met who's a twat.
Yeah, it's a good point.
He's from New Zealand.
I'm always surprised when there's a Scottish twat or a Welsh twat. I always get on with those.
Should have been in North London last night, mate. After that England game. Do you want to hear a story about a dog? People don't give a shit about GB News. Let's talk about a dog.
No, let's talk about a dog.
So there was I found a story that Tilly the dog, okay. And I've seen a picture of her. She seems absolutely lovely. And this is over in the US, in the potato state of Idaho. I don't think it's the official nickname of the state of Idaho. If someone is listening from the state of Idaho, do get in touch, let us know. But I think they're known for making or growing potatoes there, Pete.
Right, okay.
It's not relevant to the story. I just thought I'd mention it. In Idaho, there was a car accident. One car crashed into another. And Tilly the dog, bless her, was thrown through the back windshield of the vehicle. And they didn't know where she'd gone. They couldn't find her. Mm. Awful, awful story. So they spent 10 hours trying to find her. They flagged down other motorists to help. They couldn't find her at all. At 2:30 in the morning, people were still out looking for her. It was completely fruitless. And they wrote a Facebook post that included a picture of Tilly the dog. Which was shared by more than 3,000 people, right?
Mm.
2 days later, two farmers, Travis and Zane Potter, right, spotted a random dog herding their sheep. And it was her. She had just decided to give herself a job.
Just nice and busy.
Yeah, she's
busy.
I think it's the dog's called Tilly. I think it's a female dog, but it might be a male dog. Doesn't matter. The point is, the dog gave itself a job and went on to the farm and just checked into work, started herding sheep.
Oh, that is lovely, isn't it? Just kind of like propelled out of a window.
But it's amazing.
Couldn't find her.
But it's also, as far as I understand it, a big reveal to the owners that your dog's got an amazing skill you never thought it had.
Right, yeah.
It's as important as going home or going to the library and seeing Tilly doing some coding. Do you know what I mean? It's a proper job.
Yeah, being a net hacksaw.
Yeah. When I was standing at that B&B up in the Lake District a couple of weeks ago when you had Vish on, it was mad because they had a dog, amazing dog. Do you remember I showed you the picture?
Mm.
Dog called Alfie. He would sit outside the B&B on a nice day and he would just welcome people in. And he loved it. Like, you go up to him, he'd be really happy to see everyone. He would do that thing where when people walked past that weren't coming in, he would get up and get down again and be disappointed.
Yeah.
He loved it. Anyway, the owner of the B&B, this guy called Mike, lovely fella, he was saying that when they take Alfie out for a walk, he like herds them.
Right.
Take him off the lead.
Yeah.
And he can't stop herding. And if people walk that they don't even know,
yeah,
walk a bit closer, because it's in the later, it's just countryside, he'll herd them all together. So they end up having to have conversations with people. They don't know because the dog's put them all together and they want to get away from the dog.
Oh, that's
man,
nice.
It's nice, man. Do the dogs you have access to do any of that?
No. Do a bit of digging. Dig around the place. Like the Lola, the younger dog's about 8, 9. She will get a bone and she'll just be on the settee with a bone and then she'll start to try and dig to bury her bone. But it's like, she's never been taught to do that. She's never seen any other dog doing that. Hmm. I find that bloody fascinating. Like, she'll start like nudging the soil over the top of it with her nose. But it's a chair, mate.
Yeah,
so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen dogs do that next to their food bowl, like try to pretend to like dig mud over their food bowl.
That breaks my heart. I don't know why. It's just emotions.
It gets you.
My emotions just get on top of me sometimes.
You're thinking about your new neighbour.
Thinking about my new neighbour, Damien.
You've had some of his rum. So Damien's rum. Have you tasted the rum yet, by the way?
No, I've not. No.
Are you ever going to taste it?
I've got Nat's Tisky she bought me last time. So
that's true.
Get them out of the way, and then it's into rum town.
Please do that. Please knock on this door. Maybe I... four pack of whiskey.
Go on, Damon. Let's set the world to rights. You're in Israeli healthcare here.
And really insist that you brewed it yourself. Yes. Even though it's in the pack.
Yes, I've got my own little microbrewery.
And take him there to the bath of beers. Yeah. And he doesn't know that you don't know that a microbrewery isn't just a load of beers. It's actually got to be made. By the way, I forgot to ask you on Monday.
What?
Are you going to do one of those things that people do now? Because you've got a garden, right?
I've got a patio, yeah.
Oh, so is there any chance you could build your own kind of little personal bar in there?
Well, I've got the office I have access to will be in the outhouse. We've got an outhouse. Ah. So I'll be in the outhouse. And I thought that's a great idea. All by myself, got a load of room to do me projects.
Take the wires.
Got in there when we got the keys. Oh, a bit cold in there. This is going to be freezing. If it's freezing now, it's going to be freezing in the winter.
Has it got internet?
It's got a Cat5 cable run through from the main building, so yes, it has.
Talk to me a bit more about the rig you're going to have.
Cat5 is a little bit slow these days, but it'll be good enough for my needs, I reckon.
But what rig are you going to put in there? You're going to put my
rig. Got my old rig.
Yeah.
But I'm worried about security. What? Like, you can really easily break into those outhouses, steal my rig.
I don't think they'll want to, because I think they'll be worried about semen.
They'll be worried about what's on the hard drive. Yeah. I swear that very clear. Let's get to an ad break, you rot.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Sir. We're back from the Luke and Pete Shaw official advert break. Hope you enjoyed that. Dead little it. I always think the little Aircast dead little it noise sounds like I get up too late. Doom 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 doom. Na 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 na. You know what I mean?
My phone alarm wakes me up in the morning really sounds like a shin song. And it took me ages to work out why I kept having the shins in my head every morning in the shower. Like same song, just one song.
Which song?
I don't have my phone on me.
That one.
No, it's one called September, which is on the album Port of Morrow.
Can you not just have, right, for every band, just remember one song? Because that's all I can do. Your brain just retains too much information and I'm worried about you.
I can't articulate it.
You can't get out. Okay, so I'm not doing anything with it.
If I give you a band, you tell me the song that comes to mind straight away.
Okay, close my eyes.
Okay, the Rolling Stones.
Give me Shelter.
Okay, interesting. The Beatles.
The best of the Beatles.
This is where it gets funny. What about NoFX?
Oh.
Your brain's fucked.
It really is. All I think, Punking Drublick is the...
Smash Mouth.
Is the All-Star, obviously.
Hey now. We're not Walking on the Sun.
No, yeah, it's a better song, isn't it, Walking on the Sun? But it won the war, didn't it, that song?
What about that? What about Bare Naked Ladies?
Is 1 week is the only one, isn't it? Did they do another song?
It's a perfect cue for just to go, it's been...
Well, just you'll wait till the end.
All right, fine. We've got to do battery brands. We've got to do it on a Thursday. We have to. People keep sending them in. We've got a bloody cake we've still got half left of, covered in batteries. So we've got to do battery brands. I'm going to listen to you, Pete. You're going to let me know whether you think they're new players to enter the game. It's a very, very illustrious honour to have a new brand of battery player entering the game on this show, as you all know by now. So, first up, Henry, who has shared a battery, which... it just says necessities on it.
I think that's a new player.
I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
Necessities.
Necessity.
They also say extra long life alkaline battery. A lot of them say that. But just the word in red on a white background, necessities.
Necessities.
That is a new player. Congratulations to you, Henry. Who else have we got here? Lucky Pierre. It's a bit rude. Has entered the following, Peter. Omni Remotes.
I think that's not a new player. I think we've had that before, quite frankly. But it's a lovely purple lavender colour. And if I was to pop that battery in my mouth, I'd probably test Palmer Violets.
There we go.
I'm sure. I reckon.
Legally oblige you to say that you should not put battery in your mouth.
No, fucking go.
Palmer Violet battery, but not a new player, thank you. Luke Pressling sent in Bexel. Don't even need to see a picture of them. They're not new players.
Get out, Luke.
Old fashioned. Chris Edwards, finally for now, has sent in some Latt Live, LATT space LIV. For those who are interested in that kind of thing, it's a AAA battery. It's black on a gold background. Latt Live, I think for me, is a new player.
The use of the, an umlaut over the air?
Yeah.
That looks a little bit Scandi for me.
It does as well.
That would be something from IKEA.
And can I just congratulate Chris on, based on the photo, on the strength of his fingers. They look very strong.
Strong fingers. Oh, well, I was looking at his picture. Sorry.
His fingers in the
actual. He's a married man as well. Yeah, he looks like he could crush that battery.
So there's two types of fingers in this world. There are.
Lovers and fighters.
Gunslingers and farmers.
Okay, right. Okay.
And they are farmers' fingers.
Am I a gunslinger?
Yeah.
Right.
Same.
Yeah.
Long, thin, gunslinger. Short, fat, farmer.
I see.
It sounds like an insult, but it's not.
No,
it just means
strong.
It's got strength.
Strong hands.
So congratulations to you, Chris, on your new battery entering the game and your farmer's fingers. Okay, that's it for battery brands this Thursday.
Interesting.
Any emails, Peter?
Well, we got one from Ryan Chaun. He's here to chaun us. Hi, Luke and Pete. Recently featured a new player to the battery game 2L, right? They are, in fact, Luke, Bexel batteries. The name is written in Korean and upside down. I don't know if these are new or not, but at least you know a useless fact. So yeah, Bexel is actually the Korean. The 2L is basically the Korean writing of Bexel.
Who's the emailer?
Ryan Chaun.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Keeping us honest.
Go on the website. There is an official complaint process. You have 14 working days to do that.
Yeah,
and we'll respond in kind.
Exactly. Yeah.
On our decision. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. We've got an email from Graham from Canada. Boards of Canada.
Yeah.
What song?
Music Has the Right to Children. Great album. Roigbiv is my favourite.
Roigbiv.
Yeah. Right. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Nice. Like yeah. It. Hi, guys. I thought I would expand a little bit on Pete saying that head is underrated in beer. Apparently, a bottle of beer should be poured into a glass to allow for some carbonation to release. By trying to limit the head or have none at all by pouring really slowly and close to the glass, you stop that CO2 from escaping. The CO2 still has to escape, however, and will cause a similar effect in your stomach. This is what can cause that bloated feeling and indigestion. I remember hearing that in this video, youtube.com/STMMMM, doesn't it? Not sure of how accurate it is, but makes sense to me and found it to be vaguely interesting stuff you guys like to talk about on the show. Vaguely interesting, the Luger Pete Show. Hope you are doing well. We are, Graham, and love to hear from you.
Yeah, and I've got no complaints about the head you've given me over the years, Pete.
Hey, come on now. He's talking about willies on mouths. What
on
he's
them.
Doing?
Willies on mouths.
Around them.
Like moustaches on the top lip. Jordan's been in touch. This is along the lines of people taking absolute liberties.
Love a little penis.
That's
on
two
my
penises.
Moustache.
You did two
no,
penises
I just have
there.
One penis starting from the left-hand side of my mouth, just over the top of the little penis moustache.
Like a phallic moustache.
Like a little phallic moustache.
Speaking of, I'm sure Jordan will be delighted to come in on the back of that. Jordan's been in touch about pricing liberties, Pete.
Okay.
He says, hi, Luke and Pete. Recently listened to an episode where Luke spoke about the absolute liberty of the pub charging £5.5p for a pint. For those who don't remember, it's not the price itself. I'm not really a miser. I'm happy to put my hand in my pocket, but it's the extra 5p that's a liberty.
Yeah.
Charge me £5.50. Do you know what I mean? It seems more reasonable for some reason. Anyway, Jordan goes on to say, this not only resonated with me in my now adult days, experiencing the same trouble in pubs, but took me back to when I was at school. In the canteen at break times, they used to sell a piece of southern fried chicken and a bread roll. That is a fucking hearty meal for a kid.
Lovely.
Breakfast of
lovely
champions.
Old job.
However, it was separate, and the chicken was 80p, and the bread roll was 25p, thus the total being £1.5p. Occasionally, you would get let off the odd 5p, depending on what dinner lady was on duty, but for the most part, you ended up going without or having lots of coins on you. Love the show from Jordan. That is pathetic for that school to be doing that. I can see a family saying, here's a quid for your lunch.
Yeah, but not that.
Here's a quid for your lunch, by the way. Don't buy a piece of southern fried chicken and a white bread roll because you're going to be bunged up and you're going to be like Pete Donaldson in 2012.
Yeah, that is heavy, isn't it? That's a heavy little meal, that is.
Yeah. So, but it's absolutely right. It is definitely going into the pantheon of pricing liberties because that is a disgrace. Pete, there's also an email here, if you would be so kind as to let me read out an email from Matt.
Okay.
I want to be in charge of it because it's about steampunk, your favourite thing. I know how passionate you get.
Love the cogs.
Yeah. Matt says, hi, I heard you mention Pete going out of his way to attend steampunk-themed bars in Europe. That definitely happened.
I did do that once, yes.
Yeah. If he really wants to show his dedication to the cause, then may I introduce you to Oamaru in the South Island of New Zealand. Famous for its colony of yellow-eyed penguins, it is also known as the steampunk capital of the world, and holds the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of steampunks in the world. Matt says, I live in Wellington, and I've never been, but I have no interest in springs or those goggle glasses they wear. But I do work with a nice old fella who is a face on the scene, and has just been down there for the annual festival. It's nearly 12,000 miles from London, 3 flights and a few Valiums, Pete, and you're there.
What do they talk about when they get there? It just looks like that. You know when you sort of... It's like the Peaky Blinders Festival or the spivvy festivals you sometimes get where men dress in war clothes and boaters and stuff and they sort of go, I'm driving a tandem bike.
It's a good point. What do they talk about?
Do you like cogs? Where do you get cogs from?
I don't think they say, I like driving a tandem bike. I don't think they say that.
Well, you know, like the spivvy moustache boys, they turn up and they go, weren't men gentlemen back in the day?
There was something on TV a while back. And it was held on a piece of grass on the South Bank in London. And it was like, it's called something like the Gentleman Olympics.
Yeah.
And it was full
I'd
of
like
that.
I'd like to punch every last one of those
I
gentlemen.
I wanted to chuck all of them in the river. I'll be totally honest. It was terrible.
Dressed as a Victorian strongman.
Yeah. It's like,
singlet.
Hello, fellow, well met. And
yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Fuck
but
off.
It's just like LARPing in a different way, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. Absolute wank. And you can take jazz dancing as well.
Don't they talk, Lindy Hop, don't they talk about like, don't the steampunks just talk about like science fiction and stuff?
I guess so, yeah. And I guess that kind of makes sense. But steampunk's a very small kind of subgenre, and it's a very visual subgenre of that kind of stuff. Yeah. They just talk about Wild Wild West.
Probably better keep it online.
The big robotic spider.
I forgot Wild Wild West was steampunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say
Kevin Kline.
I was going to say to you that I've detected a very troubling development in my immediate friendship group.
Right.
I've got about four mates, really. And we're all pretty good pals.
Hmm.
And a couple of them have started talking about Peaky Blinders quite a lot. I might have to put a stop to it.
I have to sort them out.
It's really good, though. It's brilliant, though. Like,
do they go to those Instagram profiles that have pictures of the main one out of Peaky Blinders with an inspirational message?
No, I don't think. Only two of them are on Instagram.
If you didn't like me at my worst, then get ready for the paintball or something.
Yeah.
It's a really weird.
It's like a picture of Tom Hardy. And it'll say something that Tom Hardy will unquestionably
not
never say.
Yeah.
It'll be something like this, Pete. It'll be, Tom Hardy once said, always be afraid of a man who has lost everything because he will get everything back and then you'll be sorry. It's like he never said that.
Honestly, Millionaires Motivated is my favourite one.
Yeah.
You talked about it before, Instagram.
Didn't you talk about Billionaire Boys Club before or something like that?
Yeah, it'll be something like that. Yeah, risk takers are money makers.
Yeah.
Don't fucking bark if you can't bite.
Yeah.
There's a picture of David Beckham going, stop texting them first and see how you all never speak again. It's like David Beckham never said that.
No.
It's confusing.
David Beckham is unquestionably not an incel. If there's one thing David Beckham isn't, it's an incel, for sure. Yeah. Unbelievable.
I know I'm on the right path because things stop being easy, baby.
Yeah. Real G's move in silence like lasagna.
Savage quote. I mean, what this one I can't handle. Train your mind to stay calm in every situation. And it's a dog on a tatami mat doing a bit of...
Buddhism.
Bit of Buddhism, bit of.
If I walked in and saw a dog doing that, and it wasn't Tilly the dog doing a bit of sheepdogging, I'd be fuming.
The thing that gets me is that's from the film Isle of Dogs, that Wes Anderson film.
Oh, is it?
But is it people
who don't really fully grasp the culture, or maybe don't grasp the language, or whatever?
Yeah, it looks very much like very second language, possibly Indian, but like it really makes me laugh when they just have picked it. They're obsessed with like very specific people. Your Tom Hardys, you know, actors who play a role. Cristiano Ronaldo gets a lot of love as well.
I don't want to be unfair, but is it basically repressed homosexuality, basically just people that you'd quite like to have sex with or whatever?
It's just boy crushes all over the gaff, and they're just, you know, they're just writing about, you know, umbrella can't stop rain but make a stand in rain, confidence may not bring success but give power to face any challenge in life. And it's a picture of Cristiano Ronaldo at an awards do. I can't get, honestly, 5 minutes every day.
Do you want the worst thing about it?
Look at it.
The worst thing about that, I'm the same. So I'm a bastard for the search on Instagram. Mm. You press the search button, it gives you all this stuff.
Right.
The problem is, I find that stuff really funny. I also find like rugby culture really funny.
Right.
And like, I like to read it because I like to read it.
Because they're so lame. Yeah.
But I
don't understand.
But Pete, let me make the point, because really, it's really fucking upsetting.
Mm.
Every time you click on it, Instagram thinks you like it.
Well, that's
the
thing.
And it gives you more of it.
But the thing that gets me is, I don't know what it is. I don't know what's so popular. The people who like this kind of inspirational stuff also very much like, I'm going to use the word MILF. So my search thing, because I follow all these accounts, there's just a lot of older women sort of dancing.
That old chestnut.
I'm with the Virgin Media broadband account readout going, I didn't order this pornography.
Yeah.
But it's just all like older ladies just jumping around in their bras and stuff. And I don't think I requested that. I mean, I'm clearly looking at it, so that's the problem. But
do you remember, you and I and a couple of mates, we would talk about this on WhatsApp, and we said, what's your Instagram search? And one of our mates was just houses and grilling meat.
Yes.
And yours and mine were like, women in bikinis and like inspirational quote.
Here's one. Elon Musk, he's doing a speech somewhere. Disappear for 6 months, he's saying. Don't go to parties. Learn a high-income skill. Track and record your progress. Start a business with the skill you learn. Learn more and improve as you go. Those 6 months can change your life forever.
I think Elon Musk...
We've been doing this for 4 years.
Elon Musk has done... my life has changed. Elon Musk has done extraordinarily well, and people have got a lot of input into why he did it and how wealthy his family was and the rest of it. He's done well.
Right. Yeah.
Full stop. Mm-hmm. Next sentence. It doesn't mean we should all follow what he's doing.
No.
Because he's also got some ideas that are a bit wacky and are not for the likes of normal people.
Yeah.
You don't, just because someone, my point is this, just because someone has become successful, it doesn't mean you should instantly validate or ape or copy everything they do.
It's just a lot of stuff about getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, mate.
And it's just like,
and I look at someone and I go, I don't think you know what Matt Damon's routine is. You're saying he gets up at 3 a.m. I don't know how you know that.
Elon must stand on the Emerald Mine. That's not what I always have in my head when people hold that mine.
And your dad was down an actual mine.
My dad was down a coal mine, yeah.
Yeah,
correct.
There we go. That's for the difference. Bit. That's the only difference between you and Elon Musk. You'd be in space by now if it wasn't for that. Let's get out of here. That's it for the Luke and Pete Show this week. Hope you have a lovely weekend. We hope you've enjoyed the shows this week. We've enjoyed making them as ever. Special thanks at the end of the week to Nat, our producer.
Ridiculous. For just being a devotion to the show.
Yeah, a lovely human being and a brilliant, talented colleague as well. We will be back on Monday. Please leave us a review if you've enjoyed the show. It helps other people find us. We've been Luke and Pete. Thank you very much indeed. See you Monday. Ta-ta for now.
Is Natalie the Calvin Phillips of this podcast?
I think she might be.
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.